Welcome to another major event in the life of this university. We're here to break ground on a critical restoration and addition project. For more than 70 years, Ozark Hall has served this campus well.
For much of its Provost and Vice Chancellor for Academic Affairs at the University of Arkansas, Sharon Gaber was addressing students, staff, faculty, and members of the community at yesterday's groundbreaking ceremony for the renovation and expansion of the historic Ozark Hall. The first phase of the existing structure was built in 1940. An addition to the east side of the building came in 1947. The building is the former home of the Business Administration Department, Center for Advanced Spatial Technology, and the Graduate School and International Education. Most recently, it has housed the Eleanor Mann School of Nursing and the Department of Geosciences. University of Arkansas Chancellor Dr. G. David Gearhart says, even though, as part of the campus walk and the historic campus core, Ozark Hall is a significant part of the identity and character of the university, it certainly does require some upgrades to function smoothly in concurrence with the university's current sustainability efforts.
While everyone, I think, certainly appreciates the virtues of historic buildings like Ozark Hall, I don't think anybody really wants to work in an antiquated one. From top to bottom, this facility needs just about everything. It needs an upgrade in electrical, mechanical, HVAC systems, as well as the flooring. The plumbing needs to be completely reworked. The windows all need to be redone, the masonry.
Apart from the renovation work, 21,000 square feet of space will be added to the south wing of the building to not only provide a permanent home for University of Arkansas's Honors College, but also feature a 275-seat auditorium. The total cost of the project is $27.1 million, which will come in part from a bond supported by the student facility fee and from generous support of the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation. The construction work will cause some discomfort to students and faculty in getting to classes and around campus, but Chancellor Gearhart characterized this discomfort as growing pains for a university that sees nothing but growth in its future. In fact, plans to renovate and update other campus buildings are already in the works. Provost Sharon Gaber has the details.
The university continues to grow, so we'll have to see. We certainly know that we have to continue to bring our facilities up. We have expectations, our students have expectations, and we will continue to look at what buildings need to be done. We know that, for example, Hotz Hall has been an office building on campus for a number of years. We're talking about bringing that back to be a residence hall because of the number of students that we have asking for residence space on campus. So that's one of the next buildings that we will have on campus that is to be renovated.
One of the students who addressed the crowd yesterday, Kiko Haydar, an honors kinesiology student and walk-on member of the Arkansas Razorbacks men's basketball team, summed up the sentiment of the event.
Many students in the Honors College today may not be around campus to reap the benefits of our newly constructed home, but our presence today acknowledges our participation in the planting for the future. It reminds me of a story from Arabic folklore in which an old man is bent over planting a date palm tree. A young man walks by and inquires if the man expects to eat the fruit from this palm tree, being as palm trees take many years to bear fruit. The old man replied no, stating, "Zara'u fa'akalna, wa nazra'u fa'ya'kulun," which means they planted the fields so we could eat, and now we plant the fields so others can eat.
Ozark Hall is due to be completed in August 2013. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Ithi Agnihotri Mutholkar.